It's 9:23. This is Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. I'm Audie Braun. Well, on May 31st, the walls of the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre in St. Catharines will resound with splendour when Chorus Niagara, under the baton of Robert Cooper, presents Leonard Bernstein's Magnificent Mass. Originally commissioned by Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis for the opening of the Kennedy Center in 1971, the Mass is, in Bernstein's own words, a reaffirmation of faith. Here's a snippet of this exciting and complex work.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill.
Joining us this morning to chat all things Bernstein is conductor Robert Cooper. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning, Audie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited. Now, let's dive right in. What makes this work so outstanding and yet also provocative?
Well, I think it's, at the time, you know, it wasn't perceived as being as fantastic as it really is today. It was considered a mishmash back in 1971. But I think now we really can appreciate the really eclectic style of the Bernstein Mass. The guy was a genius.
Uh-huh.
And the way he brings together all these extraneous various musical styles into one unified whole is really remarkable. It's terrifically exciting. And the other it's important thing is that the work was written, as you already said, in 1971, at a time, we don't forget, Nixon, Watergate,
yep.
Vietnam War, student protests. Here we are, 2024. We have all kinds of political intrigues going on, political difficulties. We have student protests. We have wars. It's still a very timely piece, and the text still relates, and you'd swear it could have been written last week.
Oh, now, something in the extract we just heard reminded me of Carl Orff's music, you know, in terms of the rhythm and texture. Do you know whether he was at all influenced by Carl Orff?
Well, that I don't know, but you're absolutely right. It has that drive and rhythm, but that's Bernstein. Look at West Side Story,
yeah,
Candide.
Yeah.
It's very much his style as well. It's terrifically exciting, mm-hmm. and he melds together not just all this jazz, his pop, his rock, but also some beautiful Hebrew chants, very strong symphonic music, mm-hmm. as well as atonal serialism. I mean, it covers the gamut.
Yeah.
You know, the important thing to me, though, is when people see the word mass,
yep.
I think in our secular world, people think, oh, do I really want to hear another mass?
Yep.
This is not a mass. The mass is really just the shape, the basic setting for the story. The story that unfolds is this idea of dramatic tension that exists between those sort of immutable truths about faith and the young people who are questioning all these value systems and truths,
mm-hmm.
and the reality in today's life. And that's where the fun and the energy and the vitality really comes from.
Yeah. Now, Bernstein calls this piece a theater piece for singers, players, and dancers. Tell us more who is involved and what roles they play.
Yeah, well, it is a theater piece, and I'm going to say we're doing small T theater. We're semi-staging it for sure.
Okay.
And we've got six wonderful young singing actors that we auditioned across the area who come from Toronto and down in Niagara, Elizabeth Pereira, Joel Lachinsky, Jason Wolf, Maddie Cooper, no relation, Dante Mirin-Satoni, and Ineja Mugisha. They're terrific young singers, but the celebrant, the most important role, which
yes.
headlines the whole piece, is a young man named Nathan Kewen, who's a wonderful singing actor. We're thrilled to have him. He sounds fantastic. And we've named Dana Fradkin, who's pulling it all together. In fact, we're at rehearsals every day this week from 1 to 9 o'clock, working with all these young people before we put it together with all the
yeah.
choirs. And there's children's choirs as well, our only Chorus Niagara Children's Choir, and a very good high school choir from down in St. Catharines at Laura Secord. So it's a very large cast, as well as a large aggregate of musicians coming all together and dancers.
And may I just ask, are you conducting all of them?
Yeah, whole thing. Call me crazy.
Yeah, I think so. Crazy Cooper, yes. Now, you also alluded, I think we had talked off air before, about the fact that this is an Ontario premiere. Can you tell us more about that, of this specific piece?
You know, we looked long and hard to see, when has this work really been done before? I've had this score on my shelf for several decades, I have to tell you, when it only cost $35. Mm-hmm. Now it costs $135. Well, it turns out, I think we were a little too quick off the mark, and we turned there was one performance of the full thing in Calgary back in the 80s. We haven't been able to find any other performances, so that's why we're suggesting it is the Ontario premiere of this full work. And I've had a lot of interest, I have to tell you, from other conductors across the country who are saying the same thing. You know, I'm really kind of curious about the piece. People have been a little bit nervous about venturing forth on it, and I understand why, but as I sort of begin to find another life after conducting, I thought, I have to do this before I stop conducting.
Oh, no, I mean, it really is quite a spectacle. The music is spectacular, but what you are delivering will be a spectacle. So we've been speaking with Robert Cooper, conductor extraordinaire, conductor of the Chorus Niagara. It is just called Chorus Niagara, correct?
It is called Chorus Niagara.
Okay. About their upcoming Ontario premiere performance of Leonard Bernstein's Mass. For tickets, visit chorusniagara.org or call the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre box office at 905-688-0722. The number again, 905-688-0722. Bob, it's been a joy to be speaking with you.
Likewise. It's wonderful to hear your voice again. Thanks so much, Adi.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you sell like hotcakes. And we're going to leave you with yet another short and very powerful moment of this extraordinary composition. Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Agnus Dei, Agnus Dei, Victoris Peccata Mundi. Agnus Dei, Agnus Dei, Victoris Peccata Mundi.